Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Carnita Smith with Mission from the Heart Radio, and we are with you again. Hallelujah, praise the Lord, from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. And we just praise Him in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We are happy, Brother Harold and I, to be with you again on this broadcast, Mission from the Heart. And as you know, and for those of you who may not, and may be listening to us for the first time, we have been in this super, super wonderful teaching series called Under the Umbrella of Discipleship. And remember, discipleship is where we grow and go in grace. So it is the work of the Holy Spirit to disciple us so that we would labor in love in this world that I call in these closing days of grace. So we're focusing on the very nature of God. So we encourage you to go back to the podcast or view some of the teachings in the podcast that were done prior to where we are today so that you could get caught up to where we are on today's teaching, the very nature of God. Now, that's our focus. But we are always under the umbrella of discipleship. For those who hunger after Him, thirst after Him, that we will continue to grow and go in grace. Now, this is the will of God, that we go and grow in grace. What do I mean by that? That we would grow being discipled by way of the Holy Spirit through His Word, and that we would go out into all the world, preach and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ, that they would be baptized by the Holy Spirit. So we just thank you again for being faithful listeners to this broadcast ministry, but also being faithful as a child of God. So we will give you an opportunity for those who may not know Him. In the pardoning of their sin, we stop, drop, and pray within this ministry. And we stop, drop, and pray to extend Jesus Christ to you. We do not want to assume or take for granted that every listener to this broadcast is saved, meaning filled with the Holy Spirit, meaning that they surrendered their life to Jesus Christ. This is the mission from the Heart, that we extend Jesus' hand out to you, that you would receive, hold on, and that you would be extended in your hand and heart, that you would want into the ark of salvation. So this is what we do as a ministry. So if you would just come ready with your Bible, come ready with your heart, and come ready with a listening ear, that the sweet nuggets that come through from the Word of God will resonate in your heart, that you would come hungry, come thirsty, walking where He leads you, eating where He feeds you, that you would go into the vineyard to work. So I'm going to have my companion, Minister Copeland, to take over so that we can just dig right in to the lesson today. Minister Copeland?
Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. And all things, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Hello again, everybody. We welcome you. God bless you. I am Brother Harold Copeland, and along with our host, Minister Kenita Smith, we are in studio together again. We'd like to welcome everyone to Mission from the Heart Radio. We always want you to know that it is an honor and a privilege to fellowship with you concerning the truth of the Word of God. We want you to know that we love you. We appreciate you. And we thank God for your life. But most importantly, God loves you. He has a plan for your life. And every time you open your heart to receive the truth of the Word of God, God is downloading revelation knowledge of the Holy Spirit into your heart that will release His divine plan for your life. And you too shall stand and fulfill God's destiny for your life. As was said earlier, we're still on the series Under the Umbrella of Discipleship. And our focus today is still the very nature of God. With no further ado, we're going to dive right on into the teaching. And we always like to start out with our lunch pad scripture. And our lunch pad scripture comes out of the book of Matthew, chapter number 28. Starting with verse 16 through verse 20.
Verse 16. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Amen.
Amen. And our foundational scripture for the very nature of God comes out of the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, also starting with verse 16 through verse 21.
"That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width, length, and depth, and height, to know the love of Christ passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now, to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen."
Amen. Amen. Now, we are going to set up the teaching, and teaching, we have to go in the direction of the Spirit, beginning with our very human spirit that's on the inside of us that has been made alive by the Holy Spirit, and then going toward God's great spirit, which is the very nature of God, the agape, the unconditional love of God dwelling on the inside of us. Whatever, and I'm going to say this over and over and over again, and we're going to put scripture on it, but whatever we need from our lovely Father, we have to see it on the inside first before we can receive it on the outside. We have to see it before we can touch it. And we have to see it through His Word, through the Word of God. The Word of God has to speak to our hearts. And we have to see what God is speaking to us according to our word, His word. And we have to grab it with our hearts, with our whole hearts. And we have to begin to see it. Let us put scripture on that before I go too far, because you're going to say, preacher, preacher, what are you talking about? Let's go to Ephesians chapter 1. And we're going to read verse 18.
Ephesians 1:18. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints.
Now, these people in the church of Ephesus was not blind. They could see just like you and I could see. But he said that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened. So he wasn't talking about the two carnal eyes. He's talking about the eyes of the spirit man, the eyes on the inside, the eyes of the hidden man of the heart, that those eyes, the spiritual eyes, the kingdom eyes, that can see where the unsaved people cannot see, because their eyes have not been touched supernaturally by the power of God and by the word of God, the eyes of their understanding. And whatever we need from God or want from God or trust in God for, we have to see it with the eyes of our understanding before we can see it with our carnal eyes and touch it with our natural hands. And the only way the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, let's go to Joshua 1:8. I'm just following the Holy Spirit. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8.
Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way, and then you will have good success.
Amen. And see, that's how you get the eyes of the understanding enlightened. By meditating on the word day and night. And you probably ask, well, preacher, how many times should I meditate on a particular scripture? Until your eyes of your understanding become enlightened concerning that word. Until you can see what you can't see naturally, but you can see it spiritually. And once you begin to see it spiritually, then you might as well start rejoicing. Amen? Because it's getting ready to manifest right in your presence. And like the great preacher say, all you do is trust God when you see it. And you leave the consequences to him. Glory to God. Leave the consequences to him through meditating. That the word drop into our spirit man, the word of God. I'm not talking about word of man, not even our own word, but the word of God drop into our spirits. And our eyes of our understanding be enlightened. In other words, that word become a living word. It become a living word on the inside of us. Amen. That word become a word that we know. Not just a word that we hear. Amen. A word that we know. A word that we can do. We can do with. You know, James say, just don't be a hearer of the word, but be a doer, a word that we can walk it out. I like some preachers say, walk it out. Walk that word out in the earth realm. And Paul even say that we can be a walking epistle seen and read by men daily. If you're born again, if you're a Christian, people are watching you. People are reading you every day. And that's what God wants us to be, walking epistles seen and read by man daily. So we're going into the spirit. See, the spirit will bring joy into Christianity. Yes. Amen. This walk is full of joy, this journey, full of joy. The fruit of the spirit, love, the agape, full of the agape, even in unlovable situations. Amen. If we don't feel like we're loved, then we're out of the spirit. And we need to get into the spirit, get in the word, begin to read how much God loves us. He loves us with an everlasting love, joy unspeakable, full of the joy in the spirit. And joy give us strength. And when we are weak, amen. We have to get into our spirits with the eyes of our understanding and pull on that joy that God has given us, that joy unspeakable, that joy that strengthens us, peace in every circumstance and every situation. It's in us, in our spirits, peace. In the midst of trouble, in the midst of turmoil, we got peace. We're anchored in peace. In situations where other people will lose their mind, other people will be about to go crazy, we can stand in peace. And that's why they call it the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. All understanding. And Jesus said, see, the world can't give us this peace. Jesus said, peace I give unto you. My peace I give unto you. This Jesus peace. Not as the world give I unto you. Amen. Let not your heart be troubled, and neither let it be afraid. God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but a power, a love, and a sound mind. And by that same spirit, he said we could come to his presence all the time, crying out, Abba, Father, Abba, Father. And what that means is, I have a father, I have a father, I have a father. Every time we say, Abba Father, that's what we're saying. I have a father, I have a father, I have a father. You know, some of our earthly fathers, you know, they couldn't help it. They did their best. But they didn't do too well. And some of them, you know, the devil fought them so hard that they couldn't stand up in their position to be that father that they should have been. But that's all right. When we came into the kingdom of God, we came into the kingdom of our heavenly Father. Amen. And everything that our earthly Father could not do for us, we can rise up in the spirit by the power of the spirit of the living God. And we can cry out, Abba Father, Abba Father, Abba Father. I got a father. I got a father. I got a Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be his name in the heavens. Hallowed be his name in the earth. Hallowed be his name in my heart, in my mind, in my soul. That's through and through. That's when we just release the power of God out of our spirits, into our hearts, into our mind, into our souls, and know what comes with this power. The very nature of God flows through us. Oh, yes. The very heart of God. The heart of the Father. And it's all in the spirit. You know, and some people say, well, that's deep. No. This is a Christian walk is a spiritual walk. Amen. A Christian life is a spiritual life. We cannot live Christianity in our own understanding. Even the word tells us in Proverbs, trust the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. We cannot live the Christian life in our own understanding, in our own thoughts, in our own emotion. Only the word of God can lead us and teach us how to live a Christian life. And then it won't be us living the life, because it's impossible for any human being to live a Christian life. Christ has to live the life in us. We have to get out of the way. Even unto the point of death. And I can give you many scriptures on that. Glory to God. Let's look at Galatians 3:20. I'm just being led by the Spirit. Galatians 3:20.
Galatians 3:20. Now, a meditator does not meditate for one only. God is one.
Amen. Galatians 2:20.
Galatians 2:20. And it reads this way. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
Amen. It's impossible for an individual, you or I, to live the Christian life. We have to die and let Christ live this life in us and through us with no help from us. We make ourselves available by yielding to him. And he say, the faith, King James would say, the faith of the Son of God. And by faith, the same faith that Jesus used when he was in his flesh, that same faith is in us. And we live. He said, the life that I live in the flesh, this body, I live by the faith of the Son of God. The same faith. And we live by faith in what Jesus has done for us already. Already. We just trust him. In every circumstance, in every situation, our God will never fail us. Our God cannot fail us. And it's a spiritual walk. This is a spiritual life. Before we got saved, we was living a natural life because our spirit was dead. We inherited that dead spirit from Adam when he sinned in the garden. God told him you would surely die. Adam did not die physically. Adam lived to be over 900 years old. But with Adam sinned, he died spiritually. And we inherited that spirit, that dead spirit. That's why David said, I was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. My mother knew me in sin. We was all born sinners. You beautiful ladies and girls, you had on your pink. But you was a beautiful sinner in pink. And us men and boys, we had on our blue. But we was a sinner. We was a sinner in blue. A cute little sinner in blue. Beautiful young girls in pink. But we were all sinners. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. It's spiritual. Look at somebody and say, it's spiritual. Oh, yes, it is. It's a spiritual walk. It's a walk from the inside, from the core of the being, that great spirit that God blew back in us. Adam lost it. God blew it in Adam, and Adam lost it. Let's go over there. Genesis 2:7.
Genesis 2, verse 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul.
Amen. And we understand that Adam lost that breath of life when he sinned. But when you and I got born again, we received it. That's what born again means. You know, again, that means we was born before, and the before birth is when we came out of mama womb, every one of us. That's the before. But that's just one birth, but we got to be born again. Now, the first birth, we were born naturally sinners. Beautiful young girls in their pink, handsome young men in their blue, pink and blue sinners. But when we born again, we're not born sinners when we're born again. We're born spiritually. Our spirit man is empowered by the Holy Ghost. We come alive. We're no longer in that dead state. Amen. Before we got saved, we were breathing, but we were walking dead. But we're no longer in that dead state. We've been made alive. And see, the spirit birth, born again, the new birth, the new nature, put on the new nature, the new nature, the hidden man of the heart. That's Christianity. That's the spirit, walking of the spirit. That's Christianity one-on-one. And every born-again believer need to be set down and taught this, and taught what went on the inside of you. There was a miracle that happened. Glory to God. And we're going to look at it, that miracle, amen, because it's the beautiful hand of God working in our hearts. Amen. He's transforming our hearts to be like His. Everybody got the word of God is transforming us from the inside out. Amen. Holy Spirit is working in us. What did Paul say? By the Spirit that worketh in me, exceeding abundantly above all I can ask or think, according to the power that works in me. Talking about the power of the Spirit of the living God. That's what we got on the inside of us. The same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwells in our mortal body. Yes, we got to preach and teach this Spirit. Spirit is our very life. This is the new life that God has given us. Amen. Without this Spirit alive, we're going to be that same old horrible person Harold was before he got saved. No, no, no. We can't have that man on the earth. No. We can't have him living. Not that man. But God created a new man by the Spirit when he saved Harold. And thank God for that. It's a miracle. Come on, let's go. Let's go on in that spirit. 1 John 3:9. 1 John 3:9.
Says, whoever
has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he has been born of God.
Amen. That's that second birth, born of God. That's the second birth, must be born again. And this time it's born of God. And it's our spirits that's born of God. That's why they call church or the Bible spiritual. It's spiritual. Spiritual communication. This is a spiritual communication to a spiritual God. Amen. And then a spiritual God communicating to us, spirit to spirit, heart to heart. This has nothing to do with the intellect. That's why doctor degrees don't help us. Now, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with having a couple of doctor degrees if you can, you know, obtain it. Nothing wrong with that. But it will not help you be able to communicate with God any better. Amen. Our communication too with God is the word of God and the word of God only. That's why he said meditate on it day and night. This is our life source. It's food. The word of God is food that our spirit eat. It's food for the spirit man. And just like we feed these bodies three times a day, we have to feed our spirits at least three times a day. But Joshua, God told Joshua day and night. So to me, that's more than three times a day. Amen. And I ain't being legalistic. I'm just releasing the word. I'm not a legalistic teacher. Mission from the Heart Radio, we're not a legalistic ministry. We believe in freedom in the spirit. Who the Son therefore set free is free indeed. Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty we're free at last. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. We believe in liberation. Amen. And I'm just releasing the word. The word says meditate day and night. And I think I'm going to... Since it's in the word of God, that's God speaking to my heart and my mind and my soul, and I think I obey it. Amen. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. That's 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23.
Thessalonians 5, verse 23. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. And that's the makeup of the believer. And we did a teaching on that on the radio broadcast. And you can go back to the podcast and look it up. But it's God makeup for the believer. Look at it. We are three-part beings, spirit, soul, and body. Now, we have to meditate on the word until we can see the hidden man of the heart, because he's in there. He's in the heart. He's hidden in the core of the being. That's the real us. I am a spirit. I have a soul, which is the mental intellectual part of us, mental intellectual part. And I live in a physical body. That's what we see when we look in the mirror. Most people think they are that person in the mirror. No, the real us cannot be seen with our carnal eyes. The real us is hidden in the heart, the spirit man, the hidden man of the heart. That person you see in the mirror is just a carrier, an earth suit. It's a suit God gave us. So we can relate to each other while we're down here on earth. If we didn't have the soup, we couldn't even relate to each other. We'll be like the wind, because we are the breath. Amen. We are the breath. And as I continue on in the teaching, that's what I want to leave. That's what I want to just release. Because the minute we get saved, Somebody need to tell her, because we've been changed now. Once we say we changed, I mean, a complete glory to God. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 5:17.
Second Corinthians 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Behold, all things have become new.
And let's read that next scripture after that. What is it, 18?
Now, verse 18, now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation.
Any man, that's mankind, man, woman, boy, and girl, anybody, be in Christ, put on that new identity, identified in Christ Jesus. Cannot be identified outside of Christ anymore. Before we got saved, we was identified. Our identity came outside of Christ, not no more. Now, identify. Can't nobody identify us unless they do it in Christ Jesus. See, the old things have passed away. Whoever that person was that came out of mama's womb, that person is dead. And we read the scripture concerning it when Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. All things. See, that's why the spirit is so important. He said, and all things are become new. He's talking in the spirit. All things become new in the spirit. We're a new creation in the spirit. A new creature. A new creation. A new being. We was only a physical being before we got saved. But now we're a spiritual being that have a soul and live in a body. This is good. And this is the love of God. This is how much he loves us. He has totally transformed us from this world. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And the only way we can renew our mind is by meditating. Somebody say meditating. No, I'm not going to leave that word alone. It's meditating on the word day and night. Amen. And see, that's when Christianity get beautiful, when we stop trying to walk it out in our own understanding and let the word of God guide us, a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our pathway. Let the word of God guide us through the power of the Holy Spirit that's working in us. That's when it gets fun, joyful, peaceful. You begin to sing, you begin to dance, and the tambourines begin to play, and the band begin to play, and the choir begin to sing, and the church become on one accord, and we begin to send up praises unto the heavens out of our spirits. And we read that scripture, John 4:24, that say God is a spirit, and they that worship him must, a powerful word, must worship him in spirit and truth. Hallelujah. The spirit always want to praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Even when you're sleeping, the spirit be singing into the heavens. Amen. Be singing praises to God. We sing praises to his name. And he's worthy of praise. This is the greatest gift, Jesus Christ is the greatest gift God has given us. But watch this. Jesus' very life is in our spirit. Well, yes, it is. That great gift that God let walk in the earth realm for 3.5 years has came and taken abode in on the inside of us. And he allowed us to abide with him. If you abide in me and my word abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be given unto. Oh, we got to love him. He loves us. Glory to God. I say he loves us. Glory to God. And we don't even have a gist of how much he loves us. If you think God loves you, you're thinking too low. Amen. He loves you more than what you think. Oh, yes, he does. And it's not based on our performance. It's based on what our Lord and our Savior has already done for us. It is finished, is what he said from the cross. It is finished. And maybe somebody haven't had time to partake of this finished work. Maybe there's someone under our voices listening to the broadcast that say this finished work. I ain't think I was worthy. I tried to get good enough to receive this thing. I wanted this Jesus, but even my smell wasn't right. I didn't look right. I wasn't walking right. I wasn't talking right. I wasn't doing right. Well, I tell you what, if that's you, you're in the right place right now. Because the Spirit of the Lord is touching hearts, and he's bringing hearts into the presence of God. Hearts that couldn't get it right. Hearts that had gave up and said, I'll never be able to do this. Well, I tell you what, you're right. But I tell you, Christ is here. And Christ, he would do it in you and through you with no help from you by the power of his Spirit. And yes, he's knocking on the door of your heart right now. And we answer just like in our natural house. When somebody knocks on the door, we get up and we go answer. Amen. And prayerfully, they some, you know, good company, so we let them in. But I tell you what, the greatest company in the world is knocking on your heart right now. And we are going to give you the opportunity to get up and open the door and let him in. I'm going to stop, drop, and pray. And I'm going to turn the microphone over to Minister Kenita Smith. And she's going to take us to the cross. Minister Smith, take us to the cross.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Minister Copeland, for sharing with us, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. So this is a time, my brothers and sisters, as we know, that we take serious, that we come to the feet of Jesus, to the throne of grace, making our petitions known unto him. Now, for those of you who do not know Jesus Christ, in the pardoning of your sin, or just deep down in the recesses of your heart that you know you need a Savior, now is the time for you to get right with the Lord. And when I say get right with the Lord, that means from the inside out, as Minister Copeland has shared these rich scriptures to us, coming to an understanding of knowing that your spirit man is dead. A dead man walking, and for him or her to be revived, it takes the working of the Holy Spirit within us. And so we want to present a time for us and you to walk alongside each other in prayer that you would surrender your life to him, Jesus Christ. But before we go there, I want you to read or hear what Revelation 3, verse 20 says, as Minister Copeland referred to. It says, here I am. Here I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him, and he with me. Revelation 3:20. John 1:12 says, yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. This is where we want to be. He gave the right
for you and me to become the children of God. And in Romans 10:9, some of us are familiar with that, and if not, this is what it says, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will, not might or possibly, no, it says you will be saved, according to Romans 10:9. So now, these are just a few verses amongst many in Scripture, but it is our desire, and I pray that it is yours right now, to come to know him and know that you know that you know him, capital H-I-M, and that you would confess, that you would extend and receive because you've heard him knocking at the heart, door of your heart. Knocking, according to Revelation 3:20. Receive him, according to John 1:12. And confess that you are his child, Romans 10:9. So, my brothers and sisters, if we would partner together in prayer for you, the one who may not know him, to bow your head, lay prostrate, whatever it takes, wherever you are, that you would give your life to Christ. This is the day that he has set aside for you to come to know him intimately, personally, in relational relationship with him. So let's pray. And you partner with us, my brothers and sisters. And as I always say, please lift up that spouse. Lift up that wayward child. Lift up that person. Maybe your boss on your job. Maybe someone that you pass by when you're driving to and from or running errands and you notice them standing. Lift them up in prayer. God knows their name. Just intercede for them that they would come to know Christ also. So let's pray. Lord God, here I am. Here I am asking for you to save me. I know the work of Christ on the cross has done it for all, and I'm one who needs a Savior. I need Jesus in my life. Lord, I surrender myself to you. I have nothing. I just give my heart to you. Lord, I know and believe by faith that you save me according to your amazing grace. And I thank you. I know my life has been garbage. Living a life of sin, drugs and alcohol and promiscuous sex is not according to you. It's wrong. And Lord, I come surrendering to you. I need a life change. You are my life change. And I know I will speak life change one day. Here I am. In Jesus' holy and righteous name, I pray. Amen and amen. Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray that the joy of the Lord has entered into your soul, a mind to think, a will to choose, and your emotions, that you are excited. Now, keep in mind, yes, the Holy Spirit lives inside you now, commingling to your human spirit. The two become one. Hallelujah. The angels rejoice, singing hallelujah for you because of what you have done. And that is joy of knowing what the angels are doing in heaven because of your decision today that you have given your heart to him. Such a beautiful experience of knowing, a beautiful experience of just knowing without a shadow of a doubt that he is your promise to eternity. Praise the Lord. Now, we encourage you that you seek out a Bible teaching church within your community, that you would be baptized by submersion of water when you get up, shouting and letting the world know, I am a Christ follower. Praise God. And that you also seek out a Sunday school class or a small group Bible study, that you would continue to be discipled and continue to listen to Mission from the Heart. God working all things out for your good, my brother, my sister. He's doing it. He's doing it. He's doing it daily. And now that you are in fellowship with Christ, meaning the ark of salvation, the household of faith, now it's time for you to be discipled, cleaned up from the inside out, that the fruit of the Spirit, and we know that, to be love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, control, that all of that good fruit would be worked in and out, that God would use you for his divine purpose and his plan for you, my brother and my sister. Hallelujah and praise ye the Lord. I'm going to give it back over to Minister Copeland, that he would welcome you also into the household of faith. Minister Copeland?
Praise the Lord. I am so excited that I got new brothers. I got some new brothers today, and I got some new sisters today. Amen. That my brothers and sisters have taken their respective place in the body of Christ. Amen. That's what we was created to do. That's where we find our fullness. That's where we find our purpose, our destiny is in the body of Christ, the body of believers. And I'm truly excited. I know the angels are rejoicing. Oh, yes, they are rejoicing in the heavenlies. And glory to God. And the Father's heart is just satisfied. Amen. Because through the power of his word and the power of his spirit, he has snatched some of his children out of the hands of the kingdom of darkness and translated them into the kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It's a great day today. Hallelujah. It's a day of rejoicing. Glory to my favorite scripture, which I always read at the beginning of the broadcast. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In all things give thanks. All things, the good, the bad, and the ugly. For it is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Why? Because God got, no matter what those all things look like, we can be thankful in it because God is behind the scene working all those things together. Oh, yes, he is. He's working together. And when he finished, it is good. I say it is good. And because he's so faithful, he's a faithful God, because he's so faithful, I can give him praise before he finished working it together because I know his faithfulness. And every time he finished, it is good. And I tell you what, every prayer that's been prayed over your life manifested today. Every tear that was shed concerning your life and your destiny, glory to God. It came forth today because it's the greatest day of your life. You have made the greatest decision that any human being can make, and you'll never regret it. And it get better, and it get better, and it get better, and it get better all the way to eternity. We love you. We thank God for you. We appreciate you. And you know, it's an inside-out job now. God has placed perfection, a heavenly perfection, on the inside of you. Oh, yes, he has. He has finished. He has put a finished work in you. Now, your mind don't know it. And that's why we do what we do. That's why we have Mission from the Heart Radio, because we send the word out into the atmosphere, the seed of the word, to find hearts that's ready to grow and go with our Lord and Savior. When that word get into the heart, the ground, just like in the natural realm, germination takes place. And a life begin to come forth. And that's what's coming out of your spirit. And so why you preach the spirit? Why you teach the spirit? It's the most important part of Christianity. It's a spiritual walk. It's a spiritual life. It's supernatural. A supernatural God has invited us to come and partake and walk with him in the cool of the day. And we have accepted that invitation to walk. And by the Spirit, he's our God, but he's also our daddy. And by the Spirit, we cry out, Abba Father, Abba Father, Abba Father. I got a daddy. I got a daddy. I got a daddy. I love you. I thank God for you. And we are looking forward to sharing this gospel with you this week. You be blessed in the name of Jesus. Minister Smith.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I tell you, if you the excitement and the joy that the saints have being the children of the Father. It is just a supernatural amazement to experience God in this manner. This is what he wants from us, to experience him on the inside, experience him on the outside, that he gets all the glory from the fruit of our lips. That is a sweet aroma to his nostrils. When we glorify God, the all-powerful God, the omnipotent God, our brothers and my sisters, when we can wholeheartedly praise him, glorify him, giving him all the honor that he, our creator, our father, this is what he wants us to do. This is what he wants from his children. So this is an experience of God. When we can experience him, oh, my word, what a joy, what a joy. It pleases him to know that his children worship him, sing to him, dance before him. Minister Copeland shared that with us today. This is an enjoyment of the joy of the Lord in spite of our valley lows. Those valley lows sharpen us, shape us and mold us. But boy, when we get on those mountain highs, hallelujah, we shout, we sing, we dance before the Lord. So this is what he wants us to do. And through the word of God, coming to know him is for, that's what Paul said in Philippians 3:10. It's for my determined purpose that I know him. This is what he wants from us. Hallelujah. Always remember, my brothers and my sisters, that the grass withers and the flowers, they fade away. They fade away. But the joy that you have in the Lord, the world can't take it away. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So meet us again on Mission from the Heart, that we will continue to grow and go in grace. God bless you.